proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Over the past few sessions, we have looked at the prophecy in the book of Daniel and in the 11th chapter of Daniel. The angel Gabriel came to Daniel and revealed to him things to come from Daniel's perspective, yet from our perspective, events that transpired in the past. At this juncture, though, the angel Gabriel focused upon a figure that has yet to come, either from Daniel's perspective or from our perspective, a future figure, one similar to Antiochus Epiphanes in certain ways, and yet one more significant than he. Here's what Gabriel said to Daniel, quote, "The king shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. He shall magnify himself above all," unquote. Other scriptures indicate that this particular king to whom Gabriel referred is none other than that personage known as the Antichrist. The description of this personage's activity in Daniel 11 corresponds to that found in Revelation chapter 13. Gabriel continued that, quote, "In his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory," unquote. This particular passage could not apply to Antiochus IV or Antiochus Epiphanes, who had worshipped the same Greek gods as his predecessors. Instead, it must refer to a future figure. The term God of forces might allude to the supernatural powers of spiritual darkness, which are associated with the devil and the demons. This could well refer to the Antichrist, whom, according to Revelation 13, his adherents will exclaim, quote, "Who is able to make war with him?" unquote. Gabriel continued, quote, "And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. These shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon, and the land of Egypt shall not escape," unquote. This verse clearly separates Syria, the kingdom of the north, from Egypt, implying that both of these will continue to exist as nations in the last days. The passage also implies that God will restore the principalities of Edom, Ammon, and Moab to nationhood. Gabriel went on to say, "He shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and Ethiopians shall be at his steps," unquote. Then, quote, "Tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end and none shall help him," unquote. This passage seems to refer to what will occur to the Antichrist and his adherents when Jesus Christ comes again. As described in Revelation chapter 19, Jesus Christ will return to earth with his saints to soundly defeat the Antichrist and his supporters. The extent of Daniel's vision in Daniel chapter 8 covered a wide interval, an interval that would begin after the death of Daniel, go through the remainder of the Medo-Persian Empire, and would continue until the end times. Only God, who is capable of seeing both the beginning of time and the end of time, could reveal such matters to a person. Indeed, God chose to do so to Daniel, in order both to warn people about events coming in the last days, and to reassure them that he remained in control of all things. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.